All right. Well, bless your hearts. We've got things going on here, don't we? God is so good. Hey, tonight I'm going to be teaching a subject called Don't Quit. Persevere. You know, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure comes about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell just how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem the worst that you mustn't quit. For all the sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these: it might have been. Amen. Boy, you know what? What a great blessing and joy and privilege to be able to share tonight once again. Our God is awesome. Don't you love that song? Somebody give a testify. Raise your hand. Somebody testify, right? Amen. God is great. God is good. God is for us. He's with us. He's within us. He's everything. So you know what? We don't quit. We persevere. We continue to do something in spite of difficulty or delay in achieving success. We finish the race no matter what. We don't give up. We don't lose heart. We would encourage someone else. Push on. Can you see the coach running alongside the guy who's in the Olympics or, you know, in the big race, or maybe a basketball coach who's really encouraging his guys? They're getting kind of winded and they're kind of, you know, things are kind of going down a little bit. It's like, come on, guys, you can get in there. You do it. Or you call a timeout. You pull them together. You give them some instruction and you tell them, get back in there and you can do this. Don't stop. Keep going. Look at the finish line. You go for it. See? We get so caught up sometimes in the immediate task at hand that we lose sight of the greater picture, the greater vision. You know, the great football coach of the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi, made an incredible statement. He said, fatigue makes cowards of us all. You know, when you get tired and you get weary, then you start to get real wimpy. I guess that's not a biblical word, but you start to think about quitting. See, because you're starting to get tired, but you know, there's so many encouragements in God's word about not being weary, right? I can think of a number of them. Of course, I've had time to prepare for this, but can you think of sections in God's word where it talks about weariness? I think of Isaiah 40:31. They wait upon the Lord. Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not what?
Be weary.
Hebrews 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, lest you be faint in your mind, lest you be weary. I can't quote it exactly. Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. 2 Thessalonians 3:13 says, don't be weary in well-doing. See? So there's a great encouragement in God's word to don't be weary. But sometimes we look at the immediate set of circumstances and the things that are going on, and we just get tired in our minds. You know, perseverance, you know, it's an effort to do or achieve something despite failure or opposition. It's a steady persistence in a course of action, especially in light of obstacles or discouragement. Discouragement is one of the enemy's greatest tools. He keeps it secret. He holds it back. And he pulls it out when he needs it the most. Discouragement. Just get them down. And then they'll start talking down. And I'm feeling this. And I'm doing this. And nothing ever. God's wiser than that. See? We want to have this perseverance. This perseverance. I want to look in Romans chapter 5. If you have your Bible there close with you. We'll be looking at a different couple of different translations tonight, but I want to start in King James Version, Romans chapter 5. Because we all face this at different times. But it just kind of stirs something in my heart when we talk about don't quit, don't give up. See? When the road you're traveling seems all uphill, it said don't quit, don't quit. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now listen to this next verse. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, the Holy Spirit. Isn't that an interesting thing in verse 3? It says, we glory. Another translation says, we rejoice in tribulations. And, you know, right away somebody in their mind is thinking, well, I'm not sure I want to rejoice in tribulations. I just want the tribulation to be over with. And let's just move on, and I want a perfect life with no problems, no pressure, everything's taken care of. Well, I'm sad to disappoint you, but that is a fantasy, okay? You know, the English Standard Version of this particular section says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that our suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. That's why I thought that song by Huey Lewis was so great. The power of love. That's the thing within us that energizes all of these things. We got the love nature born within us at the time that we received Jesus Christ as Lord. God put part of the divine nature within us. What is that nature? Love. The love nature. The love nature. And that is more powerful than anything, any force, any superhero, any circumstance, any situation. But it says we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Now listen, here's another version, New International. And this is the reason I like to compare these different versions, is sometimes it gives you a little bit more expanded understanding. Because, you know, you look at the King James and it says, you know, we glory in tribulations also. I mean, that's not a word we generally use, tribulations. I mean, we kind of get this negative connotation of it. But in the New International Version says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love, again, has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. I especially like this next translation, and I know you're doing a lot of listening, bless your hearts. But I trust you're getting a little bit more of an expanded understanding, and you will as we go on here. Since then it is by faith that we are justified, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, are we getting the point that basically peace is a real strong foundation? The devil and the adversary and circumstances and situation are always trying to rock your world so you lose your what? Peace. And once peace is gone, the boat is rocking. And the likelihood of you falling out is very high. Okay? But we've got peace. We've got peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives I unto you. See? My peace I give it to you. Well, as we've learned maybe in the past, we've got it. We've already got it. It's not like we have to pray to God for peace. We have to exercise and bring into manifestation that which is already being given to us as sons and daughters of God. Verse 1 and 2 here, both through him we have confidently entered into this new relationship of grace, and here we take our stand in happy certainty of the glorious things he has for us in the future. This doesn't mean, of course, that we only have a hope of future joys. We can be full of joy here and now, even in our trials and troubles. Taken in the right spirit, these very things will give us patient endurance, which in turn will develop a mature character, and character of this sort produces a steady hope which will never disappoint us. Already we have some experience of the love of God flooding through our hearts by the Holy Spirit given to us. You know, people say all the time, I want to be a patient person. But you know what? Unless you're in situations that are enabling you to be patient, how would you ever learn patience? Right? And you know, once you've been through a few things in life, you know what happens? You develop character. You develop spiritual maturity by having been through a few situations and coming out and seeing that God is really faithful to his word. We want to have the right mindset. We want to go into these things with the right frame of mind. Life is not going to be just a cakewalk. There are things and obstacles that come up. But we can be joyful, and we can be peaceful no matter what's going on. See? And that character that we get as a result of that, it produces a steady hope. You know, the Bible says that hope is an anchor of the soul, a hope that will never disappoint us. Now, some of you have to bear with me with these next two translations because I know maybe they're not ideal for everyone, but this one and the other one I especially think had some value. One of them is called The Message. Verse 3 says, there's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in and with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we never left feeling shortchanged. We're never left. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Spirit. See? Kind of cool, man. I love that passionate patience, see, that we're actually developing this quality of patience that's, this says, forges itself into the tempered steel of virtue. That is just so awesome, which then keeps us alert for what God has in store for us next. Oh, boy, I tell you, it's really something. But remember, what I'm teaching on here is don't quit. Don't quit. See? And finally, verse 3 through 5 in the Passion Translation, says, but that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop in us patient endurance, and patient endurance will refine our character, and proven character leads us back to hope. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy, because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Spirit that lives in us. Yeah, and that's what everybody's hungry for. More love. You can't get enough love. And honestly, you can't give enough love either. Basically, every man is God hungry, which means he's just wanting love. He wants to be appreciated. He wants to be recognized. He wants to be acknowledged. He wants to be told, it's okay, you're good, that sort of thing. But you know what? We experience life, and life sometimes wounds us by the experiences that we go through. And so that then becomes the criteria upon which we base our responses and feelings and reactions upon in future events. Well, you know what? Paul was probably right when God inspired him to say, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before." So we're all faced with that choice. Do I let the past continue to affect me in my as I go forward into my future, or do I give it up? And that way, quit thinking about the past and persevere towards the finish. Because as we experience life with the right heart attitude, God can and He does turn our lemons into lemonade. With perseverance during times of difficulty, we realize more and more the beauty of God's grace and the energizing power of love. You know what? We don't quit. We don't quit. We persevere. We keep our heads up. Yeah, we may get weary. Yeah, we may get tired. But you know what? We don't throw in the towel, because God is faithful. And God is able to energize us far above our human ability and our strength. Paul prayed to God about, you know, remove this from me. And God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." The love of God lives in us. We have the ability. We are able. We are capable. See, finish the race no matter what. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Push on. Speaking in tongues is a good thing. Don't quit doing it. Don't quit doing it. The devil's always telling somebody it's not doing anything. You might as well just lay in bed, go back to sleep, pull the covers over your head, and forget it. But you know what? That's quitting. We want to persevere no matter how we're feeling or what the obstacles look like. And we pursue with the things of God. See, love, forgiveness, gentleness, kindness, pursuing those things that would really separate us from the crowd. A thoroughbred who's a Christian, what does he look like? Well, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and I have not love, I am nothing. By this shall all men know you, that you love one another. Walk in love. That's it. Love has a many different looks to it. But, you know, even these verses in Romans chapter 1 through 5, underneath all of that is God just encouraging us and helping us by saying, "I love you. I love you. I love you. Don't give up. You're losing sight of the big picture." So I think you guys get the point. Yes, fatigue makes cowards of us all. So rest. Get the rest you need. Drink water. Eat better. Sleep better. Do the things in your physical life that you need to do to feel better. But then get the, like Jeannie talked, get the spiritual food and energy and strength that you need on that side of you too. And that way, you got the complete package, right? So we don't quit. We don't quit. We continue to persevere in the power of love because we got an awesome, awesome God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this good, solid, beautiful Word of God that we just don't look at it and read it on the pages, but we eat it and it becomes a part of us. And Father, we're just not going to lay it down. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're going to stay in the fight, in the competition. If Jesus could go through what he went through, then we certainly can persevere through whatever little challenges we may be having. Because no one's threatening our life. No one's wanting to drive nails through our hands, hang us on a cross to be crucified. I thank, Father, that you can help us to persevere, to have the right attitude of heart, to get outside of ourselves, to love beyond anything that we've ever experienced before. And that could be a scary thought, but hey, going into the promised land was a scary thought too. But we can do it. Those giants out there are nothing. So we thank you, God, that we can walk in perfect peace, great love, and we persevere no matter what.